It's there. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. I've got a special co-host this Thursday and every Thursday. His name is Tom Paulswitz. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've been talking about transgender care. We're now going to talk about transgendered athletes and with whom they should compete. And that is an entirely different question than whether or not people should be able to select the healthcare that they want when that decision impacts no one but themselves. If you want to join our conversation, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And we've got a great guest coming up that's going to speak with Tom and I at the top of the hour. His name is John Diedrich. He's a reporter for the Journal Sentinel. And over the last 2+ years, John has been investigating and reporting on gun violence and gun deaths right here in the state of Wisconsin. His most recent piece in that series dropped this morning in the Journal Sentinel about accidental shootings of children that involve children and the differing approaches from county to county right here in the state of Wisconsin. We're going to have that conversation coming up next, right at the top of the hour with John. You're not going to want to miss that. John is a Pulitzer Prize winning reporter. I'm really excited to talk with him. But let's talk about transgendered athletes. And fundamentally, I think these two issues have gotten conflated, right? Yes. That people think, well, if transgender healthcare is available, that of course means that transgendered athletes compete wherever their identities lead them. And they're actually two very different questions, and we need to stop conflating them. Tom, your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to go to a different issue real quick before we go there. You know, because it's really about at least the way the advertising is going. It's about bathrooms and it's about athletics.
Yep.
So in a whole bunch of different sections of the world, there are bathrooms. They're not different gendered bathrooms. There are bathrooms.
It's just bathrooms.
And every human being needs a bathroom. For some reason in this country, we've made it an issue about, you know, everybody going to the correct bathroom for whatever reason. And I think I was at the Baird Center about 3 weeks ago, and they have a whole bunch of all gender bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, finally, we've got, you know, new construction realizing that it's much more expensive to create two sets of bathrooms instead of just going, we have a bathroom. And you can go use it. And no one batted an eye.
And I think that's every woman in the world is like, yes, can we just go to bathrooms? Because yes. I'm sick of waiting in line at sporting events and at concerts to get into the restroom.
So there's that issue, which to me seems to be at the forefront. But, you know, it at least to me, it's a non-issue. But then the sports one, like you said, Maggie, it's a little more nuanced. But it's more nuanced than just when we talk about transgender athletes. We talk about just athletes.
Yes.
Right. And the line between men's and women's sports has slowly been blurring over time anyways. And there are far more places, especially one thing I can think about, right off the top of my head is wrestling. If you think about high school wrestling, there are now many, many girls who are wrestling in high school and in college than there used to be. And at first it was, you know, young men had a hard time wrestling girls because it was like, okay, this just isn't acceptable. And then they started getting their butt kicked and they realized that, okay, maybe I better compete.
Well, and you're pointing to the thing. I think there are really important and interesting distinctions to make as soon as we start talking about athletics.
Yes.
One of the reasons that girls can compete with boys in wrestling is because of the definition of weight classes, right? So
yes.
There is an internal equalizing mechanism. When I boxed in New York, when I had sparring matches, there weren't a whole lot of like 185-pound, 6-foot-tall women in New York. So I was always sparring with dudes.
And I wouldn't have gotten in the ring with you, Maggie. I know that right
fair,
now.
Fair enough. And there's also the distinction between elite-level athletes.
Yes.
Where tiny, tiny infinitesimal differences, we're talking about blood oxygenation, skeletal, structural, muscle size, lung capacity, where tiny differentiations can make the difference between someone being able to become a professional athlete in their chosen sport or not, that we can approach this and say, hey, there doesn't have to be a one-size-fits-all answer to this question. And one of the other things is that I pulled probably about 12 different articles, and some of them say there is scientific basis to conclude, especially if the transgender person transitioned after puberty, that there are advantages for a transgender female competing against cisgendered females. But the International Olympic Committee just did a study and published it that said that those were minimal. But again, yes, the sample sizes there were really small. So the science is still developing on this. But I think where we're conferring benefits like giving out scholarships or you're getting professional contracts and the tiny differences matter, there can be a different answer than there might be for, does transgendered child Sally get to play on T-ball team with other girls in the sixth, seventh, and eighth grade or whatever it is?
Right. And the answer should be yes, she does.
Yes.
Right.
She does. It's interesting to me, again, that the loss of the ability to talk specifically in nuanced areas about difficult topics has seemed to now become our dominating character flaw collectively as Americans. We can do this, y'all. We can have difficult conversations.
Maggie, my first campaign, I said this many times, is that education is basically the underpinnings of democracy. And the more, and education does not stop at K-12 or once you're through college or whatever it is, right? Education is, as the world changes, we need to be on board with keeping up with those changes.
Folks, I'm going to put some resources in the show notes for today if you want to learn more about transgendered healthcare issues and trans athletes. So check that out at civicmedia.us. We're going to come back with JS reporter John Dietrich talking about accidental shootings involving children here in Wisconsin on this Thursday edition of the Maggie Dawn.